Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan, and we continue our Back to Camp series. We're talking with all of the metro and area high school football coaches previewing that upcoming season, which actually technically gets started this Friday night for some teams across the state with week zero. Not the case for our coach joining us today. Wapsie Valley High School football coach Dwayne Foster is our guest right now. Coach Foster, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're talking high school football, so I'm doing outstanding, and your team's coming off a really good 2021 season. Your Warriors went 6-2. You made it to the Class A quarterfinals. So, you know, what did you and your staff, your players, what have you taken from, like I mentioned, what was a good season last year to build with throughout the offseason?
A lot of things that we've been focusing on this year is just the weight room. You know, at the end of last season, we came so far from the beginning of the year, you know, and that's how we take things one day at a time, and we continue to grow through that. I feel this summer we had a really good turnout in the weight room. The guys worked hard. You know, we lost that quarterfinals game to East Buchanan, mm-hmm. and I feel like they were bigger and more physical up front than us, and I think our guys put a little chip on their shoulder and have really worked hard this offseason to get to where we need to be.
When you talk about the growth that your team had last year during the regular season, during the season overall, you lost two of your first three games, now albeit to two really good teams in Denver and Grundy Center. It's hard to build the type of strength during the season like you're alluding to here during an off season. So in what areas did your team grow the most during last season, like I mentioned, that made that success possible?
Just maturity. We were playing a lot of younger guys that were very inexperienced last year, and you could see that early on. And in Denver and Grundy Center, we're senior-led teams. They had won a lot of games. They knew how to win. They were physical up front. Mm-hmm. And we weren't there yet. But as we got past those two games, we started to gain a little momentum, and you could see our guys just start to settle into their roles a little more. And you know, we ended up turning that around and beating a good Northland team at the end, beating a good North Tama team at the end of the season, mm-hmm. and playing with a very good East Buchanan team. And at the beginning of the season, we probably weren't there yet. We weren't ready to be in those types of games. So, I mean, I just would like to, you know, hats off to our guys for staying the course, because you go 1-2, and you don't, with a young team, you don't know where you're going to go from there. And our guys showed up every week ready to go, and, you know, they didn't put their heads down or pout or anything. We knew we were going to change that season.
That's great to hear. Wapsie Valley High School football coach Dwayne Foster, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Back to camp series continues. And speaking of camp, coach, what can you tell us about preseason camp? How's it been going? Do you, anything in particular sticking out? Do you feel like you're on schedule?
I feel like we're a lot further ahead than we were last year. We returned a lot of guys that played mm-hmm. some meaningful minutes the last 2 years as sophomores and then as juniors. So I'm excited there. We still have to, you know, get better in our pass game, but I believe that our offensive line is something that we can ride for a little bit. They've played a lot of football together now. You know, going back to last year, we couldn't say that, but this year we have three seniors on the offensive line that have played since their sophomore year, so they're more experienced up front. And same with our outside guys. Our receivers have caught a lot of balls. Mm-hmm. And our defense is usually tough. You know, they're hard-nosed. They're coached really well to do their jobs. And it's hard to get them out of place. So, you know, we're going to continue to ride our defense, continue to run the football. And as the season goes, our pass offense will get better.
Let's talk about that passing offense. Casey O'Donnell back at quarterback this year?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So, it takes all 11 to make a passing offense go. So what can you say in terms of, you know, maybe if you could pinpoint a couple different things that give you confidence about the team's ability to take some steps forward in that pass game this season?
Well, like I was talking about, our offensive line, we struggled pass blocking at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And that's something we're trying to really shore up to give Casey more confidence in the pocket. And just having Casey slow down, know the reads and the progressions for each play. And so he knows where the blitz is coming from, where he can get the ball to, and just settling in and knowing who he can get the ball to and where he needs to get the ball out to.
And what's the tug and pull like as a coach when you want to get your fundamentals in during camp, get those established? You want to make sure you've got, your run game sound. But at the same time, you're talking about how much you want to improve the pass game. If my experience playing football when I was young was any sort of indicator, I think maybe we would pass it like 5 times in a 3-hour practice. So what can you say about when you go about, like, how do we divvy up the time here?
Well, we do a lot in the offseason in the summer, 7-on-7.
Okay.
So we're working a lot of our pass game in the summer. So when we get to the fall camp, it's in. And then we add little wrinkles. You don't have any defensive line rushing at you. So it changes, and you don't have pads on. So it does change, but we make sure to, in our individual, and we're working our progressions, we're working our reads, we're asking questions and having our quarterback tell us, who's our one read, who's our two read, and things like that. So they're knowing the game more than just the play. And I think that will help Casey slow down.
A few more minutes here with Wapsie Valley High School football coach Dwayne Foster on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, you touched on how at the skill positions you've got returnees. Hunter Kane and Braden Knight carried the ball well for you last season. Dawson Schmidt, Andrew Westfall caught the ball well for you last season. Maybe let's just start with Hunter and Braden in that backfield. I have to imagine that, you're putting more on their plate. And if what you said about off-season workouts is any indication, there's big expectations for those guys.
Yeah, those two are two guys that ran down at the state track meet, so they do have speed, and they have a lot of power as well. So we feel comfortable with giving them the ball, 15 to 20 times a game. Mm-hmm. But they also can be spread out and go into the flats. They can catch the ball. So, they're very versatile. They'll switch up fullback, tailback. We have another kid, Creighton Sauerbry, who is a junior this year who has really coming along in there. So it's not about who's going to carry it. It's about whose night it is, who is hitting the holes, who has a better feel for the game that night. And I feel like we have, 3 to 4 guys that we can throw in there and feel confident in gaining yards.
A lot of juniors on last year's team. And, of course, they're back as a big senior class now, and you should have plenty of experience on the defensive side of the ball. Is there anything in particular you're challenging your defense with to try to see them raise their game to another level?
Our defensive coach does a great job of just setting that standard high, and they understand that. They're going to get on their pursuits. They're going to tackle well. They're going to know the offense better than the other team knows their offense, just because of the preparation that they have and the attention to detail that we pride ourselves on the defensive side of the ball. We have a lot of returning guys on the defensive side of the ball, a lot of guys that stepped up last year. We had some injuries who came in and played for us. So we're excited on that side of the ball. Obviously, continue to get better. We led the state in interceptions last year. That's just hats off. Once again, hats off to our guys for doing their job and not getting beat deep and knowing their assignment.
And, Coach, you've got a game coming up next Friday. I know you got a scrimmage this Friday against Jessup. So are you as ready as your players are to strap it on and put the headset on and start calling some plays?
I am. I'll let you know after Friday. I think we need another week, but very excited. Denver's always a tough game for us. We know they bring a lot of returning kids back, and they got us pretty good last year. But our focus right now is just on being the best Wapsie Valley we can be every day. And come Friday night, we're going to be ready to strap it up.
Awesome, Coach. A real pleasure to learn more about your team. Best of luck. Best of health this season. I think you guys are set up to have a lot of success. So looking forward to watching how it plays out for you, and we'll be sure to get you back on the show at some point during the regular season.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.